Alright guys, you're watching Kicking It With Keish. My name is Keisha Carter. And to my left, I have my favorite person at the table, Mr. Clyde.
What's up, y'all?
And to my right is my favorite hater.
Ooh. Been cast as the hater over here.
My favorite hater, Mr. Yuseni, a.k.a. Senny.
The Grinch that stole Christmas.
Wow. I'll drink to that. So, this is our Thanksgiving / Christmas / holiday clapback episode. We're giving it all to you, whether it's holiday food, holiday family, holiday feelings. We're giving it to you. Yeah. So, first off, let me go ahead and say to all of my YouTubers that are watching via YouTube, thank you. Go ahead, click that subscribe button. Go ahead, subscribe. Oh, wow. And he heard himself. And he's cursing.
Okay,
subscribe.
Okay, subscribe
is up.
Girl. She's loud.
Subscribe to my YouTube. If you're listening via podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, and or Google Podcast. I am glad to have you with me each and every episode. So click subscribe. Make sure your friends are subscribing. That holiday music is so loud in the background. I'm not sure what they got going on.
You have a dark drink.
It's a vibe.
Whole vibe.
Does it turn down? Jesus. Was I turning it? I was turning it up the whole time. Who hired me? Okay, so. Anywho, we're gonna jump in this holiday clapback episode. Our quote today is, "What were you really talking about?" No, wait. Okay, my bad. Start over. Quote of the day is, "What we're really talking about is a wonderful day when no one diets. I mean, why else would they call it Thanksgiving or Christmas?" Miss Irma Bombeck. I mean, she's not wrong. I don't diet on Thanksgiving or Christmas. I don't diet on Easter either. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, my birthday, New Year's.
What you eat on Easter?
I don't know about y'all up here on the East Coast or the West Coast, but in the South, from Texas, Atlanta, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, in those southern states, on Easter, we go in as hard as we go in on Thanksgiving and Christmas. We go in.
But a diet?
I don't do diets. I just eat healthy. But all my healthy eating is out the window on those holidays, including my birthday because it's a holiday, National Quiche Month. It's actually a month, so.
When's your birthday?
July 12th. And my birthday, the National Quiche Month is the month of July. I mean, I share it with others, but the National Month of Quiche is July. And those who know me know it, so.
National Month of Quiche. And
then there's a hair.
And we're not talking about eggs.
Not eggs. I'm just saying, like, how, I don't know if you live on a diet. How do you diet 365 per year?
It's more so eating healthy. You just eat healthier
it's
than
still
you.
A diet.
It's not a diet. A diet is a fasting thing that you fast from.
You're fasting from gluten, fried food. All
right, but if it's a lifestyle.
Potato salad.
I don't eat everybody's potato salads, so. And I don't eat fried food, so.
You don't eat fried food?
No. Today I had vegan chicken nuggets, and that was the.
She hated it.
You didn't like it?
She told me she hated it.
Good job. How's it vegan chicken nuggets?
I don't know, ask Gardein. They made it.
It can't be vegan and chicken.
It's not vegan and chicken.
Y'all be doing too much with that little vegan stuff. Like, like, stay in y'all lane.
I'm thinking. And then there's the hater of vegan chicken nuggets. Like,
I'm not hating on it. It's just like vegan chicken. That's a contradiction.
It's not vegan chicken.
That's hypocrisy at its best.
It's a vegan nugget that looks like chicken nuggets.
Wait, what is it at its best? What
hypocrisy at its best.
Hypocrisy.
All right.
You don't call me a hypocrite? Not a hypocrite?
Hello? He told my right. Y'all can come get him. I'm sick of him.
Yeah. Drag her.
Anywho. So, we're going to hop into our first... We're gonna hop into our first clap back. I'm so so mad. So mad.
Was that loud?
Yo, we cut the first time because you did that.
Yo, can y'all bring me a new eardrum? I need a new one.
Sorry.
Ugh.
You are messing up the whole
Yo,
thing.
Yo, that clap is the church mother that you hate to sit next to. It's like, ugh.
Girl, stop clapping so hard.
You gotta clap that loud.
Jesus don't hear you.
At all. He
lies with him.
Yo, he don't hear that.
No,
what that's you
one
talking
of,
about?
Yo, that's one, of the, that's one of them prayers that he be like, don't just mumble to me. Talk to me. That clap was a mumble. It was a loud, obnoxious mumble.
Yes.
Do it one more time for the people.
No.
Okay, all right. We gotta stop that. Yo, the first holiday, Thanksgiving/Christmas clap back. From your family, your friends, your feelings, don't clap. No. Your family, your friends, your feelings, your fiance, your others.
From your auntie, from
all
your
of
uncles.
Period. And so, y'all know out there, we got the shadiest family members ever. Family friends,
oh,
they shady.
My mom.
Y'all get to, right. My mom's shady too, I'm not gonna lie. Hi, Susie, Miss Sherilyn. I love you. Rita, Susie, Sherilyn.
I'm not calling my little camera.
Oh, wow.
She's going to be shady.
Shady City.
She's going to comment on this.
Right. Shady City mom. We love you too. But all of our moms are shady. And then all of our moms are sometimes the shady aunts. So this aunt in this specific clapback, we're not going to number them because I'm probably going to lose count. The aunt says, your 3-year-old is still not potty.
Don't.
We all know someone who still lives in the basement. So.
Unless you are the ones living in the basement.
I mean, it said your 3-year-old son is still not potty trained. Me, your 35-year-old son still lives in your basement. We don't have basements in Texas, but
in the family room, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I mean, I do have cousins that still live with their aunts, and they're well over 30.
You sending?
Hello?
First of all.
Hello.
Yeah, he's sitting to my right.
You know what? I'll act accordingly. I know my last name and who I represent on this camera. So I will not act out of character and embarrass myself.
Next.
Like this particular fool.
Which one?
To the left.
Who you talking about? Willis?
Which one to your left?
To whom it applies.
Whom it applies. Okay, so he's trying this. One second.
If the shoe fits, you wear it. Get what you take from it and run with it.
Bop.
Bop.
Listen. Our next one. Aunt says, I hear your grades are struggling. You. I hear your marriage is doing the same thing. Wow.
Damn. Wow.
That just Jesus. Escalated real quick.
Man.
Hold on.
That's a lot.
Whose stuff is that?
Damn. Golly. Poe, aren't you?
Yo. I would drink to that. I'll drink to that. Okay, so our next clapback. Auntie, why did you stop coming to church? Me, why did you stop going to your husband's grave?
You?
That's really dark.
It is. Oh, like,
not for the season.
Not for the season. Like,
it's snow outside.
You must not like your aunt. Like, it's cold outside. Why would she go to the grave in the winter?
No. Well, I can't see his grave. It's snow.
But it's funny.
It's
if
covered.
I heard that loud, I would laugh.
It's covered.
The shade. So, next clap back. Aunt, why does all the aunties have... Okay, whatever. Aunt, why does your husband look like a gangbanger? Me, at least my husband is still alive.
I'm sorry, I read it before.
That's crazy.
That's dark too. Like,
why would you say that?
Like, why would you do that clapback? Like, why would you clap back?
I would never ask my auntie why her husband looked like a gangbanger.
No, the auntie asks why your husband looked like a gangbanger, and then you're like, why your husband not alive? Like, why? At least my husband is still alive.
Oh,
like, that's dark. Let's not with the dark clapbacks this season. Okay, so anyway, we have an uncle this time. Uncle, why didn't you get married in a church? Me, why did you get married in a jail cell?
This does not sound like African American.
It doesn't.
We not getting married.
No shade.
I don't know who it's talking about, but I just said...
But to whom it applies, run with it. If a shoe fits, you wear it.
Yeah, he said run with it.
Next. Oh, we got a sister this time. My sister says, why haven't you raised your GPA? Me, Why haven't you raised your kids?
Now that, swing it back to the African Americans. Right back to us. Here we go.
This was for sure a black family.
Sorry.
Why haven't you raised your kids?
But
our mother has done a lot for your children. That did a lot. Our mother has raised your children.
Right back to us.
I don't have no siblings that apply to. All of my siblings raised their children.
My mama, I love my mama.
I love my mom too.
We're back.
No, I don't know. Alright, so stop drinking that. Wow. Next.
Is that a cop?
I think the Jack and
what?
The two alcohols kind of collided in the milky substance.
What is that? That's disgusting.
We're just, can we strike that from the...
No, don't cut it.
Can we get that? Can we just...
Don't cut it out. Don't cut the spider.
Cut it out.
No, don't cut the spider out. No.
Next. On with the episode. Auntie. When are you going to have a baby? Me. When does your son get out of rehab?
That's not... No.
Do black people go to rehab?
It couldn't have been a black family.
It wasn't. I feel like we don't go to rehab.
I'm not saying this.
We got our own rehab.
Yeah, I got to bring race into each one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no.
No, wait.
And then there's our assistant co-producer in the background. giving his...
Yeah, you can cut this out.
5 cents. I'm not.
We're not.
And follow him at the Stephon Adams, because he's a light skin that always has... an opinion
about everything. Like he said, like he just like
an unpopular opinion.
Say something nice right now.
He has
nice right now.
He has very pretty eyes.
He has.
I've never seen it. What color eyes are those?
Gray.
I don't know. What color is that now?
One is gray and one is brown.
He's slightly brown.
He's all about this now.
Okay, enough about Stephon.
Oh, girl.
The next holiday clapback. My sister's boyfriend says, "Dang, that's a thin slice of ham." Me, "Dang, that's a thin hairline."
Time out.
That escalated so fast. Wow.
That's a thin hairline.
She went straight from the hell to the hairline.
I see some thin hairlines before those. I was like, I get it.
After the ham though, like that's a girl. Thin slice of ham. That's a thin slice of hairline. Damn.
That's it.
Stupid.
Girl, the ghetto.
The drink is hitting.
So, my auntie says, the next clapback, my auntie says, "Aunt, you need to watch your language in my house." Me, "Just like you need to watch your husband when he goes to other females' houses."
Don't look at me.
I don't know.
Y'all gotta go.
I don't know.
It's a lot.
That was a lot.
That's heavy.
That sentence was so long.
That's none of my business.
I know, right?
I ain't paid for that.
Next. Uncle. "Dang, girl, why you always wearing that fake hair in your head?" Me. "Why you still trying to be a rapper at 45 years old?
That was tired.
You don't like that one?
I don't have no uncles that's trying to be rappers at 45.
Me neither.
Lies. You do. He's about to say it.
I know. No, my one uncle, he cool. I like him.
But he wants to be a rapper for you.
He don't want to be a rapper. He dressed like a rapper. He don't want to be one.
I can't. Okay. Next. Male cousin, "That ain't all your hair. My sister, them ain't all your kids."
Oh God! Like,
this is a hot.
They legit like going for the jugular. They like fuck right? you. Like,
you know, it's crazy when I clap back on people. I go for the jugular as well, but I don't mean to. It's just like
it just happened that way.
Saving all your kids.
That's right.
He good, but good for him. Good for him, but you know.
For what?
Sticking up for the kids. Like, he gonna raise them kids like this.
Maybe home. He didn't know they was not his kids. Then maybe that's just news to him.
Oh. Yeah. Also that.
That's very
next.
Also that.
Uncle. No, my bad. Auntie, why you not eating my cornbread? Me, the same reason your lips are drier than the desert.
Wait, I thought you were going to say the cornbread is dry.
That's what she said. The same, I'm not eating your cornbread is the same reason why your lips is dry. Both of them. Dry.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying? I know somebody.
This is not very holiday season.
No, it's very.
That's bad.
This is really crap, though. Don't stop.
I'm about to get mad.
Girl, you gotta calm her down. Bitch, about to clap your ears off, huh?
I don't fucking laugh.
Yeah, you
do. Okay. Auntie, you better watch how much you eat before you get fat. Me, why? You didn't. Wait. Disclaimer. I'm not eating a holiday food unless the auntie got the fat in the back of her arms. Like, I'm not eating your food. So if that's the auntie that ate the food, that made the food, I'm eating it.
I'm eating it. They got all the butter, all the sugar.
It's right in the back of her arms.
Oh, it's hot.
It's like a not even an elbow right there. It's like an indentation of an arm. I've seen it. I have it in my family. It's okay. But I love all of my family.
I do. I love all of my family.
All of them?
Because
all of them.
I do. I love them. Wait, is my family going to see this?
That's stupid.
Yo. Okay.
Don't
tell. Next. Oh, Auntie, I'm tired of your attitude, me, and I'm tired of your nasty green bean casserole.
Who has casserole?
Couldn't have been a black family.
Uh-uh. It could have been.
Casserole, green casserole?
Green bean casserole?
Yeah.
We don't even have casseroles.
Look at this one.
Look at the producer.
And yeah. Then there's a light skin in the back of the camera.
That's
that
a producer.
No, but then again,
he's the assistant.
I'm sorry.
No. He gets up and says, I'm going to make dinner. He makes white rice, nothing in it, with green beans.
Who?
This one?
Who are you speaking about?
You.
Wait, the producer cannot talk on
the assistant producer.
The assistant producer.
Get the timers right, sweetie. Because she don't like it.
Okay, we're not talking about how Steph
back on track.
Oh, wow.
The producer put us back on track.
Assistant producer. Okay, so back. Stefan wants us to get back on the camera. So, Nick. Okay, so disclaimer. My family doesn't cook casseroles.
Probably like a.
We don't cook casseroles
it's
either.
It's not casserole.
Green bean casserole?
No. The potato, like you do mashed potato, but then you bake it with the cheese on top.
It's not a casserole.
What's that?
Mashed potatoes with cheese on top.
But you bake it.
It's not a casserole.
Is it in a casserole dish?
Yeah. Regardless, what makes it a casserole is if it's mixed with like cream of mushroom or cream of chicken or cream of something.
We don't do that.
Right. That's.
So it's just mashed potatoes. Is it dry?
No. It's right. Like it has butter. It has all that stuff in it. All
right. Pause. So we're gonna show. We're gonna put a picture here at the bottom of the screen, and it says this is the quickest way to start a fight on Thanksgiving. Ooh. We're looking at the picture. You guys are looking at the picture on the screen.
I'm fighting everybody.
I just like that.
Bop.
That's how you
fight. Bop.
Girl. Yes. Absolutely.
Honestly.
You gonna cut my sweet potato pie like this?
Because I'm mature, I'm just gonna walk away.
No.
Nah, we ain't walking away from that.
I'm gonna pick up this pie, I'm gonna slap it in your face.
Ooh.
Because you're gonna finish eating it.
Yeah, you'll eat all that pie.
You have destroyed perfection.
You know what's crazy? It's that one cousin who don't like the crust.
That's what I just I said. They don't like the crust. That's what I said.
Okay, well listen.
So you're cut the crust off of your piece that you about to cut with everybody else.
Once you cut that piece off in the middle and disrespect the entire generation
that's
of
like
family,
a whole...
you could have literally just cut a slice and had more in your next piece of pie that you ate. You didn't have to disrespect our grandmother and great-grandmother like this.
Not our great-grandmother.
Our greats. You.
The greats.
You're getting cast out.
Cast
out. You're getting cast out.
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna escort you to the curb.
First of all, you ain't gonna do that. Because you at my house, you really gonna get your ass whooped. It's not even about me. My mama, my aunties, my cousins, everybody gonna whoop your ass.
Right, who did this?
Who did this?
Meet us in the back.
No, you gonna see
that. No, don't meet me in the back.
Big auntie, came out.
Who did this? Who is responsible?
Who's responsible?
Here we go, looking. Who even got to the dessert? Here we go, with me. I don't know who it was.
Oh, that's a fight. That's a real fight, though. Like, I swear to God, that's a fight.
All right. Next. Auntie, when you gonna stop being disrespectful? Me, when you gonna stop relying on alimony? Oh, Jesus. Sis just don't want to get a job. I don't understand why we gotta do her like that. I mean, I'm not saying a man should take care of you, but I'm just saying, if you're getting alimony, you deserve alimony, or the judge seems to think that you deserve alimony.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let sis live. Next.
If I, carry on.
Next. Auntie, why are you still single? Me, why you got 4 baby daddies?
Damn, 4. Not 2, 3, maybe.
You got 4?
4. I hope you only have 4 kids.
Ooh, it's hot.
It's hot.
Ooh, these lights. We pay some good money for these lights because they heating everything up.
We're gonna pay this bill. Y'all worry about these damn lights. We got this one on, we got this, we got that.
The cost of production.
The washer and dryer on right now.
Wow, that's because they're washing your clothes.
Oh, shut up.
Wow.
I'm just a guest.
The light. wait. So the last clapback of the evening. Aunt, why are you opening your presents so fast? Me, why do you open your legs so fast?
I feel like if I told my aunt, I'm getting whacked by everybody.
Yo, there's no aunt that I could even tell that. Like, she's fighting. Jumped. Even if it's true.
If you fix your mouth to say that, like, you already...
You're fed up. Like, if you fix your mouth to say that, you have no cares. You already ate. Like, you got your to-go plate ready. Yeah. It's in the car. Or you got your keys in your hand. No. You are ready to go. No,
if you have that mindset to say that, I know what type of home you're in and who raised you, because in our house,
you wouldn't dare.
Absolutely not.
True or not?
Could you say that to your auntie? Oh my God, my auntie would be like, wait, first of all, I wouldn't even have to say it. If I say that, my cousin's about to whip my ass.
Yo, I have 17 aunts and uncles. I have 10 of them are girls. So let me be like, why you opening your legs so fast? It's going to be 10 hands on my head. They kids' hands going to be on my head. They got grandkids. They grandkids' hands going to be on my head.
Who mama she talking about?
The kids. No. It's going to be me.
Potato salad on the floor.
Before I respond, let me call the authorities. 911.
Right.
Come now. So why your legs open? Ooh. The authorities are already on their way. Wait. Act accordingly, because the authorities are already on their way.
Right.
That saves you. I mean, I wouldn't say that because there's no aunt that I would even say that to, but
even if I thought it, I can't even say it.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Anywho, you're watching Kicking It with Keish. We've kicked it. Thanks for watching our holiday clap. Our holiday clap back episode. All subscribe, right, follow. We'll see you later. Let's kick it.
Peace,
bye, guys.